The Super Bowl matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles is just around the corner, and there is no shortage of opinions out there about who may come out on top on Sunday, but we wanted to take a step back and talk to two former players who have donned the helmets and the jerseys of these two proud franchises. Yesterday, we checked in with a former Kansas City Chiefs player, but today we are joined by former Philadelphia Eagles cornerback Sheldon Brown. Brown played for the Eagles for 8 seasons under head coach Andy Reid, who was with the Eagles for 14 seasons before he joined the Kansas City Chiefs. Nick Sirianni now coaches the Eagles, and Sheldon Brown joins us now. Sheldon, welcome to All Things Considered.
Yes, ma'am. Nice introduction. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, Sheldon, as we mentioned, you've played in a Super Bowl before. You've been under the lights. You've been at the big game. So if you could just start by walking us through what your preparation was like going into Super Bowl 39 and any advice you might have for the Eagles as they are counting down really the hours until the big game.
Well, I played for Coach Reid in Philadelphia at the time, so he made us very aware of, all the distractions that could come along with the week leading up into the game. But I think he did an excellent job of keeping us focused on the task at hand and mentally prepared. So for me, I really didn't have to adjust. I just think that first opening kickoff was amazing. You see 1,000 flashing cameras, and it's just, you can tell it's an epic experience. But I think once the game gets going and you get into the flow of the game, it's just another football game.
This is a rematch of that 2023 game when the Chiefs, which I will just note for people who do not know, my hometown team won 38-35. I mean, this is incredible to see these two teams coming back together again. How do you feel about that rematch with Coach Andy Reid?
Well, I am a diehard Andy Reid fan. Make no mistake about that. He gave me an opportunity to provide not only through the game, but he taught me a lot of life lessons. I go back and I look at Coach Sirianni, bring him into the picture, and I know how tough it is to deal with the Philadelphia market. Even when you win there, you suck, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to play. The fans are excellent, but it's very tough to get everyone on the same accord because there are so many distractions that go on through the course of a season.
Sheldon, it's no secret for anyone who has watched you that loves football that you had a reputation as a hard-hitting, really physical player. And both the Eagles and the Chiefs, they have these explosive offenses. How do you think your Eagles can disrupt Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs' game plan in New Orleans on Sunday?
Saquon Barkley is going to be key. I think they have to control the clock through the run game, make the game long by keeping the ball away from Patrick Mahomes. Make no mistake about it, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, they're neck and neck, right? They don't turn the ball over. You can't trick them and fool them with some of your pressures and blitzes and some of those schemes. And you can't turn it over. So I feel like the Eagles have to control the clock through the run game.
Last thing I've got to ask, what does your Super Bowl Sunday look like? What's the plan?
I think I'll have a few players. So I coach baseball now. I think I'll have a few players over to the house and we'll just watch it as a fan. And I'll be rooting for the Eagles, obviously. But, you know, if Coach Reid makes history, I'll be happy for him also.
That's Sheldon Brown. He's a former Philadelphia Eagle. Sheldon, I hope you enjoy the game and best of luck to your Eagles.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on today.